Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has found its way into a controversy that has some American colleges and universities at odds with the American Studies Association, a group that promotes American history and culture. That's because the ASA recently issued a resolution to boycott Israeli universities over that country's treatment of Palestinians. Middlebury College is a member of the ASA and is among up to 20 other colleges and universities that, in response, issued a statement condemning the ASA boycott. Joining us now to discuss why is Michael Newberry, professor of American Studies and English and American Literatures from Middlebury College, who joins us from Middlebury now. And Professor Newberry, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, Mitch. I'm very glad to be here. And call me Michael. That's fine.
Absolutely. First of all, describe to us what the American Studies Association is and a little bit about its mission.
It's an organization composed of primarily faculty members who work in a variety of different fields and disciplines, so English, history, maybe even some in various social sciences. And they're interested in trying to gather a somewhat holistic picture of American culture, both within the borders of the United States and the way that culture is projected abroad.
So what is the practical result, then, of the ASA resolving to boycott Israeli universities?
Well, it isn't likely to have to change anybody's politics on this, right? I mean, the ASA isn't going to influence what senators vote on. It does have practical consequences for the organization itself, I think, that it may just now be beginning to feel. And some of those consequences are that it has alienated a tremendous number of people. Over 200 university presidents have decried the boycott. The largest association of American professors in the nation has condemned this decision. I was speaking to my sister the other day, and she can't comprehend the decision. So I think they have now a large public relations problem that is fostered by a very controversial boycott that people can't relate directly to the mission of an academic organization.
And this brings us to Middlebury College. Now, how long has Middlebury been a member of the ASA, and has it been generally up till now a beneficial program for the college?
Middlebury has been a member of the ASA, and I'm estimating here, maybe 20, 30 years. Since before I came to the college, there was an American Civilization program that had what's called an institutional membership. We've actually recently changed the terms of that institutional membership and the way we'd like to have it referred to. The college no longer itself, broadly speaking, is a member of the organization. We've asked them to list the membership as the American Studies program because there are many people who find at Middlebury who find the boycott resolution really very troubling and don't want to have the college as a whole associated with it and don't want to have their programs associated with it. We do think, however, that there's value in continuing to try to talk to this organization about it, at least in the short term. In the long term, it may be an organization that even our own program can't continue to be involved with.
That's something I find very interesting because a letter was sent by Middlebury to the ASA talking about this, and it seemed like rather than wading into the waters surrounding the details of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and why the ASA felt the boycott was justified, the college's position seems to be more focused on wanting engagement and discussion of difficult and divisive issues rather than a more censorship-like approach that a boycott might represent. Is that a fair assessment?
That's certainly a fair assessment of what our program wants. We do not see the value of disengagement at this point. You know, one of the major problems with academic boycotts of any kind is that they are anathema to what universities should be doing, in our view. They pose a challenge to the free flow of ideas, and that's really what colleges and universities need to thrive. But the boycott does present a real problem because the goal of the boycott is to address what those who sponsor it believe are problems of academic freedom for Palestinians in the occupied territories of Israel. And that may be reasonable enough. Palestinians in the occupied territories of Israel are without substantial academic freedoms, quite likely. But we think this method is profoundly misguided because you can't compromise free speech in one location in order to achieve it in another.
It could even surprise some folks in the ASA to hear from some of those voices of professors, faculty at Israeli universities who may, in fact, agree with them. But if you silence that voice, you don't get to hear those opinions.
That's exactly right. And there are plenty of faculty in Israeli universities who are deeply troubled by the occupation of the West Bank. This is not unique to the ASA.
Well, where do you see this going? I mean, you mentioned that there has been a slight adjustment to how Middlebury wants to be regarded as not specifically a member of the ASA right now, but still, you know, involved with the organization. There are four other universities that did withdraw their memberships completely from the ASA over the boycott. Do you think Middlebury might end up with them?
I think that number is up to six now, and it may well get higher. I don't know what we will do. We're withholding judgment about that. What we think is really important is that the ASA, that it define its mission. If you are to join up with the Sierra Club, for instance, you have a pretty good idea that your organization is going to be devoted to environmental and conservationist causes. The ASA also has a mission statement, but it says nothing explicit and really nothing very strongly implied about engagement in geopolitical events. And so our letter is a plea for the ASA to take its mission statement to its membership and ask them to vote on changes to it if they want to engage in this kind of activity. That definition could take the form of a greater emphasis on social justice, but it isn't there now.
And Professor Newberry, what about the extent to which faculty members at colleges really should be involved in a political process like this?
There's a long history and debate about the extent to which academics and faculty members should be engaged in politics, but faculty members tend to lose sight of the fact that at least half of their job is listening. And so when you come out publicly and very stridently on a cause like the boycotting of Israel in defense of Palestinian rights in the West Bank, it can be very hard, I think, then to enter into your classroom and have an honest conversation with your students who know where you as the faculty member stand and know that you are unmovable on that subject.
Michael Newberry is Professor of American Studies and English and American Literatures at Middlebury College. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.